G'day, Jeanette. This is Annie McLaughlin from 3CR. We're going to have a chat about the Fuse Festival. You've had a lot of experience at creating sound stages, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about your background.
Oh, I mean, most of my experience has really been, has more so been turning up and playing music. But obviously, after decades and whatnot of, I've ran parties and different nights. And of course, I'm the curator, the music booker, or head of music for the music room. Her, I don't know if you know, on Lonsdale Street. So yeah, it's definitely becoming more of a thing for me as time goes on. I really enjoy it. I enjoy the bringing different generations and all of that stuff. So yeah, I guess I do have experience now. So, but doing something within your own community is also really special.
Well, it is, isn't it? Now, and the Fuse Festival is, I don't know very much about it. I mean, I've heard of it, but it's a
Yeah.
one-off free event that's coming out of Darebin, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, it's a Bundoora homestead, which is like a beautiful spot actually. So yeah, I haven't, this is my first time working with Fuse. Yeah, hopefully not the last.
So it's on the 20, it's Saturday the 23rd of March, and it runs from 12
That's correct.
to 6 p.m. So it's a very family friendly affair, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Super family friendly. Lots of old customs and traditions as far as the winemaking, and there's a competition, and then of course, sourcing local acts within Darebin, people who reside in Darebin, in the Darebin area. And of course there's so many because this is such a hub for creativity. So, really, my job was kind of was easy. It was like narrowing down from the huge array of people that live on this side of town. So yeah, we've got a really great lineup ahead. And it's quite varied too, so that's good.
Can
So
you tell me a little bit about the Indigenous First Nations flavour to this festival?
well, we've got an artist named Bumpy, and I don't know if you've heard of Bumpy, but she's,
Oh, I went and listened. She's a lovely
yes,
performer.
gorgeous. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, she's part of the Dreaming Now collective. So yeah, really look forward to that actually. We've got a really lovely just such a beautiful transition of music, because from Bumpy we go into Te Mori, who's a lot more percussive, and again it's kind of, I'd say, more Middle Eastern flavors, but very percussive, Latin infused. It's just energetic and wonderful. And then of course Waxo Paradiso, who in their own right have created a huge following, and they hold parties pretty regularly that just get thousands of people at them. So yeah, it's pretty cool, and it's just such a nice spot. I went to the Bundoora homestead to have a look at where we're setting up, and just a gorgeous, gorgeous place, and the surroundings, the gardens are wonderful. So yeah, it should be great. And then of course I will then be closing off the day, DJing afterwards. So, and emceeing the whole event. So that should be fun.
So I'm imagining that because I know that it's about showcasing local producers as well as talent, as well as
That's right.
creating community bonds.
That's right. And of course, also the generational variety, like we know from the elder community that are still, making wines. And of course for me that takes, my father was Sicilian, he used to make wine and stuff. So when they told me that element, I thought, how cool. So that will be like, we'll be announcing the winner of that. But just keeping up with those traditions is just so wonderful. And you know, and then adding the element of music that it's a more contemporary side of things. It's pretty special.
So would you say that on the day, the experience of the day, people will come and the music stage will be running in the background while all the other events are happening?
Yeah, it's certainly music-wise, it's not going to be invasive in any way. It's not going to be, you know, the two live acts that we have on will certainly be a feature, but it won't be overriding anything else. It won't be like a doof. Like, it won't be pumping through the whole thing and people can't, you know, there's an area where the live stuff will go on, sort of at the front of the homestead. But yeah, it certainly won't be imposing on people that may not want to be blasted with music. So yeah, it's all going to be kept friendly and fun.
Yeah, no, I can understand that because, as I said, I went and listened to your performers, the ones that are, and the DJs and the type of stuff that they're doing. They're creating environments and they're creating fun. That's what they're doing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So it's a pretty great reality to head off to work and just know that you're going to create fun. So, yeah. but yeah, I think, and it's just a really good range. I'm really happy with, you know, the lineup that we ended up with. It's just a really good variety of crossing all sorts of areas and really representing Darebin, really. So it's yeah, go on.
No, I was just gonna say, is there anything I didn't ask you about? It sounds like a great day.
It does. Again, for me, it'll be my first experience of it, so I'm excited about that. But I think overall, yeah, it's a very positive, you know, well, community-minded, and it's, you know, all of those elements, you can't really go wrong, can you?
No, I agree.
You know, so, yeah, and you'll be coming along?
Oh, yeah, it sounds like a really great day.
Yeah, yeah, well, I hope to meet you in the flesh.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, well, thank you for your time, and I might just sit here now, actually. I've got Bumpy opened up on my YouTube, so I'm going to listen to a few myself right now. Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for the chat.